Any selections?
370.
In the Christian hymnal? Number 70 in the Christian hymnal. Four in the Christian hymnal.
Thank you.
All right, at this time, Ralph will bring us the devotions.
Good evening, everyone. I messed up slightly. I misunderstood Ron and thought it was the history of a song. But okay, so that's kind of the basis of my little talk here. But it doesn't take long to take a song and make a meditation devotional out of it, does it? The song that I was focusing on this evening was page 449 of the church hymnal. And as I was meditating on this afternoon, I marveled again at the depth of the wording of some of these old hymns. And the fitting verse there at the top is taken from Psalms chapter 46, verse 4, that simply says, "There is a river, the stream whereof shall make glad the city of God." It's metaphoric in the sense that, no, there's not a river in that sense, an actual river, but there is a river for the people of God that is a sustaining, life-giving river. I appreciate that song that Brother Joe picked there, the last song. Jesus is mine. And I think that song entails some of the content and description of this river. And as we meditate on the word of this song and think about this river of life, the sustaining power, what is that sustenance that is promised so richly to us? And it's the Bible, the Psalms, and more than the Psalms, there's very many promises of a source of life. And as I pondered that, I had to think, how am I experiencing that? Is that my experience as I live the everyday ins and outs duties of life? Where is that source? Where is that river? And I'm so thankful that, like Brother Joe preached this morning, that there is that place where we can meet God and refresh our souls under the fig tree for Nathaniel. But I think each of us, as we have that fig tree, we find this river in reality today. The Spirit of God, the life that flows through His Word as we meditate on it. The courage when we feel discouraged, as we see His promises. The consolation when we're discouraged, the encouragement in God's word when we're discouraged. All these are part of that river. And I was thinking about the psalmist David and how he experienced this sustaining power in his life and the difference that it made, the vitality that gave him, the direction, the stability, the boldness. And I think all these are a part of an offer that God is giving us as His people today, that flow from this river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. This song was written by Horatius Bonner. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that quite right. He was born in December 19, 1808, and he died in 1889, July 31st of 1889. And it doesn't say a lot about this Horatius Bonner. It simply says that Bonner had been called the Prince of Scottish Hymn Writers. And as I look down at the list of his hymns, there's many, many references to this river of life and of water. And someone once said about him after his death that his hymns were written in very varied circumstances, sometimes timed by the tinkling brook that babbled near him, sometimes attuned to the ordered tramp of the ocean, whose crested waves broke on the beach by which he wandered, sometimes set to the rude music of the railway train that hurried him to the scene of duty, sometimes measured by the silent rhythm of the midnight stars that shone above him. And so he must have been a man of nature, a man of outdoors, a man that used that as his platform of meditation, and where he found that stream of, that river of life. And as we think about some of these men that made their mark in their day and passed it on through hymns, it's a challenge to us that we dig deep and find that river of sustenance today. And I think it'll make such a difference in the harmony of life and what comes out of our heart, our experience and our testimony, out of our influence, whether it be to our families, relationships, wherever it is. I think these make such a tremendous difference that as we find that fig tree and we meditate on God and feed on Him and find that river fresh, that we can have that source of life that encourages and sustains us as we go on through life. Well, Douglas, you want to blow the pitch on that song, please? 449, let's sing that song together in the church hymnal, and then we'll pause for prayer. One thing I was going to say about this, I'm sorry. I didn't know this song until 2019 when we first came here to visit your congregation. I think it was one of the first Sundays that this song was chosen. It's been a real favorite of mine. I always perk up whenever this song is picked. It's something so encouraging and invigorating, especially for a Sunday morning. We're all enthused about the service, and we think about this river, the source of life, and the wording of this song. Okay. Fresh from the throne of glory, right in its crystal gleam, burst out the living fountain, swells on the living stream. Blessed river, let me ever face my eyes on thee. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together, singing these hymns of old and yet so fresh and new for us today. And Lord, as we sing, may your Spirit just pour out your life and love and direction to us, that it may encourage us, lift our hearts. We can get a glimpse again of you and of your love, your greatness, your holiness, and of your investment in our behalf, and that we can, in humility, go forth and serve you and give our lives in total surrender and light and living sacrifice to you as we live out our days. Just bless our evening together and the hymns as we sing. And just may your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for sharing that, Ralph. And yes, you did understand me correctly. A history of a song given in a devotional form, so you handled that. That was exactly what we were looking for. Thank you. So, children, it's time for children's singing. And you know how the youth always are told to come up here as we're singing? I'm going to tell you to do that tonight. Let's, while we sing one verse of the song, Jesus Loves Me, fill up my cup, while you all be coming up front here.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Fill up my cup.
All right, thank you, Ariana and children, for those songs. This time, turn to song number 423 in the Christian hymnal. And after this song, Anthony Miller has a group that'll sing.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Tonight we'll be singing two songs, If My People and I'm the Bread of Life.
Turn from their wicked.
Thank you, young man. Those were two great songs. Someone have a selection out of either the hymnals?
424, Christian
hymnal. Christian hymnal, 424. The way of the cross leads home.
I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. The way of the cross leads home.
This time, Allison has a group that's going to share with us.
We're going to sing three songs, so hopefully you guys can be blessed.
Lord, above we bow, we for thee, all
Thank you for the songs. At this time, turn to number 86 in the Christian hymnal. And after the song, Joseph, could I ask you to come up here and lead a song that means something to you? Song number 86 in the Christian hymnal.
So many favorites. I think maybe 449. Fresh from the throne of glory. I just love the triumphant, this is in the church hymnal. I love the triumphant sense of this song. I love poetry. If you don't, we can still be friends, but I love the crafting that goes into poetry. And so a poet chooses every word. It's different than prose. And so when you read, bursts out the living fountain, swells on the living stream, blessed river, let me ever feast my eyes on thee. I love that sense of the gospel glory bursting from the throne of God. And then stream full of life and gladness, spring of all health and peace. No harps are hanging silent by you, nor happy voices cease. Tranquil river, let me ever sit and sing by thee. Just love this idea that this is both a yes now and no it's coming sense of in this song. The Christian life is a joy to live, and it's an eternity to look forward to as well.
Oh. Fresh from the throne of glory, bright in his crystal gleam, bursts out the living fountain, swells on the living stream. Blessed river, let me ever feast my eyes on thee. Blessed.
Thank you, Joseph, for that. You know, how many times when we're listening to a favorite CD download a recording of some kind, and you listen to one of your favorite songs, you usually go back and play it again. So that's what we did tonight. So thank you very much for that. So thank you all for the ones of you especially that shared and everyone that shared in helping to sing tonight. I'm going to lead a couple more verses in Fill Up My Cup, and we'll do the We Are One in the Bonds of Love, and then Amazing Grace, and on Amazing Grace, I'm going to ask the chorus to come up.
We are one in the bonds of love. We are one in the bonds of love. We are one in the bonds of love. Yes, we are one in love. Fill up my cup. Let it overflow. Fill up my cup.
Well, it's good to be here this evening. I really have enjoyed the evening and the singing tonight. The choir hasn't been together very much in the real recent past with Bible school, and then we canceled our last choir practice because of sickness. And so tonight, we have two songs to share with you. The first one is one that you may recall, you might be familiar with, Jesus, Draw Me Ever Near. And this has really meant a lot to me, practicing and thinking about this song. Just full of phrases that are just fitting for life's journey. One from the first verse, you have called me to this passage, and I'll follow, though I'm worn. And you know, we're all called to a passage in life, and sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's hard, and sometimes we feel worn. So I don't know where you find yourself in your life's passage tonight, but I just hope this song can be a blessing and encouragement to you.
Jesus, draw me sorrow and pain. Sometimes the tears fall like the rain, but through it all he's never changed. God is still good. God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night. When I've done all I can and I don't understand, God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken the way, but showers of blessing will come any day. You bring me through and I'll stand and say, God is still good.